Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Hello and welcome to the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1 The Ticket. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Jared Goff at 10:30 today. We'll talk with the Lions quarterback on what is a it's a fun week because they got a big win and they have a huge game coming up. So we'll get with Jared Goff. It's always interesting to talk to, hear what he has to say today at 10:30. Scott Anderson, how are you today?
I'm fine, Doug Karsh.
That's good.
Yeah.
What's up?
I got a good night's sleep last night. That's always good. It's always good.
Yeah.
Wasn't happy about the Tigers game. I don't think anybody is right now. But
dude, that was like instant buzzkill. Like the way
Kerry Carpenter ties it in the bottom of the ninth, and then was it the second pitch of the tenth inning, and then it was just
here we go.
Yeah, it was bad.
Wow, that's look at that. There's a flare. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a little disappointing with that, but another opportunity to get out there tonight and you know, win the game tonight. I think it would be a kick below the midsection to Cleveland if you win the game tonight, because they feel like they got all this momentum and need to stop this train from rolling. They've won 10 out of 11 games here. I mean, they are on an absolute tear. We did have, it wasn't that long ago, it was a 13.5 game lead. Mm-hmm. Remember, it got down to like 4.5 and then it ballooned right back up. Well, now it's back down to 5.5. So I'm not nervous, but I just would certainly like a win tonight would go a long way for my sanity, I think.
We were in an era like in the last few weeks where you would say, they really need to win this game. And I would say to you, I'm not playing my really need to win this game card yet.
Right.
I am not playing my really need to win this game card tonight.
Well, here's the thing. I have lots of those cards.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm holding on to the cards and using them when more necessary. I'm identifying where those cards sit. I mean, okay, do I know where that card is that they really need to win this game card? But look, I mean, Kerry Carpenter's heroics were awesome. I mean, that moment was awesome. He took a called strike that he didn't like. He called time, stepped out of the box. Like, you could see him take a deep breath because it was a 1-0 pitch, made the count 1-1. Then it was 2-1, and he hit the 2-1 pitch out, and it felt like it should have been 3-0. And, you know, just the calmness that he recalibrated, and, boy, let me tell you something. That was such a electric moment, and then and buzzkill
and then gone. City.
And it's too bad because he wasn't the only one. It was, I mean, Tyler Holton's heroics, limiting damage, Montero out of the bullpen. And as much as they lost the game, Will Vest had I felt like they lost the game on the base pass as much as anything, getting guys thrown out at home, thrown out of second base, which, you know, we talk about the triangulation of wins includes them being good on the base pass as part of the offense. They were not. And like, even the, I give Cleveland credit, even the should have been Scooble double that Kwan cut off.
Scooble.
Why do I do that? I do that a lot. The Torkelson double, Torque Scooble.
There's a K in there.
Yeah. Yeah, because Scooble doesn't hit. That should be one of my key clues, is that Scooble is a pitcher. But the Torkelson should have been double, and it was Kwan that cut it off, right?
Kwan had the game last night that screams why you don't trade Stephen Kwan. He does every little thing extraordinarily well. The only thing he doesn't do well, apparently he doesn't have a strong arm, but his arm's accurate. And you make up for not having a strong arm by running your ass off into the corner, fielding the ball, and in one fell swoop, you have twisted, turned, and thrown the ball in one motion. And gunning out, I mean, he did the two plays. Gunned out Abanias at the plate by getting it into the shortstop, and then he made a great throw. And, you know, that play in the corner, Torkelson rips this ball. It should be a double by all accounts. It's a double. Nope. Stephen Kwan hustled his ass over there. Again, one move, throws to second base, and Tork's like, nope,
it was it was a really good defensive play. And Tork might have been a little gun-shy after getting thrown out on
the ball that trickled away. There were all these little plays that Cleveland made, and happened to, Kwan made three of them. He had the two in the outfield, and then he had the at-bat in the 10th inning, which was amazing. You know, just reaches down, puts the bat head on it, and gets it past first base, and it's in the corner. Those three plays mattered. The Torkelson getting gunned down at second base mattered. You heard, even when you go back, and it's missed opportunities, like Zach McKinstry coming up to pinch hit the 9th inning. And you heard Jason Benetti say it. You know, hey, it would be great if he gets on base. Maybe Kerry Carpenter hits you a 2-run home. I'm not saying, you know, doing the old prediction game. But yes, of course, it would have been great. He didn't get on base.
Got on three pitches.
Yeah, and then Kerry Carpenter just launches that 429-foot home run to straightaway center field. But, you know, it's a game. It's a loss. It sucks. You throw it in the garbage and move on to the next game. And that's what they're going to have to do. I mean, you can take positives out of it. Torkelson had the four hits in the game, and he really hit the ball hard, hit the home run in the 10th inning. Unfortunately, it didn't matter. But they did some things well, and they did some things not so well that Cleveland did extraordinarily well. So that's the kind of attention to detail. It's a reminder. You got to play like that. Cleveland outdid the Tigers. The Tigers tried to play their game, take the extra base, and Cleveland said, not up in here.
248-539-9797. We'll kind of zoom out, look at the big picture, what it means for this Tiger team, and look ahead for this Tiger team. Jared Goff joins us today at 10:30 for our weekly chat. Move back a day because of the Monday Night Football game, so their whole week gets shifted a day. So in the building down at Allen Park, today is Tuesday. For the rest of us, it's Wednesday. In Allen Park, it is Tuesday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.